Well, we always like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Kathleen Ganley, the NDP's energy critic and also the MLA for Calgary Mountain View. I guess, first of all, Kathleen, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, main thing I want to talk about today is we saw the UCP government announce a little while ago, earlier this year, about rebates coming in for natural gas and electricity. And while they announced those a while ago, they have yet to happen yet. Now, obviously, granted, given what we saw from the preview last night, the priorities for them might be a little different at the moment. So, but what do you think is kind of sort of the main reason why these rebates that they've announced, they haven't happened yet?
Yeah, I mean, they've provided a series of different reasons and excuses, and they've gone back and forth and switched around. But I think at the end of the day, it's a big problem for people. There's a lot of people out there right now who are, paycheck to paycheck, who are making the decision between paying the electricity bill and paying for their groceries. And their government had promised them assistance, and that assistance has been a long time coming. First, it was coming in April, then it was coming in June, or maybe July, or even possibly December. So I really think this is, while the sort of failure of leadership that you expect to see in a government that's kind of focused more on their own internal infighting than they are on the people of this province.
And as you kind of hinted at there, and it's something I've heard people as well, is one of these different bills that people have to put up with are still kind of going up, and they're kind of accumulating a little bit. Went down. How much of a squeeze is kind of really putting on sort of people out there when they're waiting for this sort of relief to happen, but it's not coming yet?
Yeah, it's a huge squeeze. I mean, we have been receiving correspondence and phone calls from people across the province who are really, really challenged. Their gas bills have gone up. Their electricity bills have gone up. Insurance has gone up. The cost of post-secondary has gone up. Borrowing for that post-secondary has gone up. The cost of gas in your vehicle has gone up. So it's a bunch of factors coming together that are just really putting a squeeze on people. And for a lot of people, this kind of steep increase hasn't been matched by an increase in their salaries. Because even as we see some, signs of growth in Alberta, we aren't seeing necessarily the growth in wages to match that. And that's really, really putting a strain on a lot of people.
And given that, a lot of these people are looking to hopefully get some of this relief from sort of this, from our government here, do you think that there's maybe some more, I guess, transparency needed from the government here on when people can expect to see sort of a concrete plan for addressing some of these challenges?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that transparency has been hugely lacking. In the fall, when we first started to raise this with the government, they said, absolutely not. Electricity prices are just the market working. We think this is great. And so they said they weren't going to do anything. And then they said, oh, well, natural gas prices are going up, so we'll introduce a program. But then we saw in the budget, there's no funding allocated for it. It required the price to go up above their own projections, which, of course, the situation on that has changed a little now because of international politics. And it doesn't even start until October. And then they reversed themselves. They promised a rebate on electricity. They said it was going to be for January, February, March, that it would be coming out in April, or at least that's what was reported. And then, crickets, nothing for months. They wouldn't say anything about it. And then they're saying June or July, but the regulation actually says December. And then, the premier went out and said, oh, well, the natural gas rebate might come sooner. And then nothing. It turns out it's still going in the fall again. So I think it's just when you have people who are already really sort of struggling financially and having to make really tough decisions in terms of food or electricity, telling them that help is coming and then reversing yourself multiple times is really unhelpful, and it just adds a whole bunch of additional stress to a situation that's already very, very hard for people.
And getting on to sort of that electricity point there, of course, we're coming up on the summertime now, and a lot of us remember what happened last summer where that one really big heat wave kind of hit the entire province, which meant a lot of people had to, get the fans and air conditioner going, and that saw a lot of people's power bills going up for that little stretch there. Do you think that you know, the that the I guess since we're coming up on that point of the calendar, that you know, timing is going to be sort of important here for people to wanting to see, I guess, answers as to when's this going to happen.
Yeah, I absolutely think so, because it's very possible that we're going to see electricity rates go up again over the summer. The government's rebate, it's only $150. One of their own MLAs called this paltry. And, you know, it only covers those first 3 months of the year. Now, they've talked about maybe they'll do something else at some other point, but nobody has provided people with any clarity or any transparency. And the one thing you don't need when you're operating with a tight budget is uncertainty. And so I don't think that what they have done so far has been very helpful to Albertans. I don't think that it has been enough. And I think that they need to be a lot more clear with people about what the plan is. Now, some of the problem may be that they actually don't have any idea what the plan is. You know, they're sort of in internal chaos. Their focus is elsewhere. And I think that's really unfortunate, because they were elected to govern for the people of this province. And that's not what they're doing.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the hot seat, we like to let in the little personal questions too, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, of course, we are coming up on summertime. You know, there's a lot of people out there who like to go to explore sort of different areas of this province here. Now, you yourself, of course, are the MLA for the riding of Calgary Mountain View. What are some, I guess, interesting things about your riding that you think people would want to be interested to check out over the next little while here?
Well, I guess there is a lot going on. We have sort of a lot of stuff coming up. So one of the things we do here in Calgary is Neighbor Day. It's a commemoration of the 2013 floods, which were a big impact here in Mountain View. And so a lot of community associations across the city will have events, and that is coming up. I believe that's the 18th, is the Saturday. It's round about June 20th every year, so that'll be really exciting. And of course, being from Calgary, we are looking forward to the Stampede again this year. So lots of stuff going forward.
Definitely sounds like you got a number of things going on there. NDP Energy Critic Kathleen Ganley, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Thanks so much for having me.